We're here with Allegra and Howard, the vocalist and guitarist of local era / Sydney group Kitty of the Valley. Kitty of the Valley are a grungy dance punk band that utilizes controlled chaos and whimsy goth inspired vocals to capture the euphoria of reckless movement. Thanks for coming in today. How are you guys?
Good. Thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Thanks for having us on.
Yeah, of course. So how did you guys first get into music and what drew you together to form the Kitty of the Valley?
Well, for me personally, I guess been singing for a really long time. Like I started in school choirs and stuff in like primary school. And then I guess I just developed and I started playing piano when I was in like year two. And I think it's just like a natural love for music for all of us, I think. And yeah, definitely my parents were always playing music and had a really diverse music taste. So it's kind of expanded my tastes and my inclinations a lot. And you, Howard?
I think I've been playing guitar since I was 10, 9 or 10. And I think I always wanted a band. And
yeah, me too.
Just everything like COVID and it just, and uni, it just made me want a band more.
Delayed gratification, hey?
Yeah. Eventually, like, my dad told
me
about...
Our dads have known each other for a long time.
That's so cute.
Do you... should I...
Yeah.
Okay. We started... I guess we met over email.
Oh, yeah.
I emailed him and I was like, hello, here's some songs we could play. And then I picked, like, the, like, most quintessential random rock picks that I... that were, like, super neutral, so, like, anyone could like them. And I knew I had no desire to sing any of those songs. But like the first song we ever played together was Gimme Shelter by the Rolling Stones. And it was actually quite good.
Oh,
so then we were
like,
hang on a second. But yeah, that was at the beginning of like 2023. And then we kind of just played together for a whole year trying to practice and actually be good and pick a name. And then so like when we played our first show, like most of it would be original stuff. And then we played our first show March 2024.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, and we've just kind of been grinding, I guess, since then.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, I was actually struck a little bit by what you said just before of like when you first picked up your guitar, Howard, you said like the moment you started playing, you were like, oh, no, I need a band. Like, I want to be in an ensemble. I know what you mean when it comes to rock music of like that kind of genre, especially of grungy rock, dance punk, like how you guys describe your genre. It's very much part of the collective and it's all the equal moving parts of that same whole in the band.
Definitely.
So I definitely relate to that.
Yeah.
And speaking of the band and how you were just saying, like, you spent that whole year searching for a name, Kitty of the Valley is such a fun, like, whimsical, really witty
name
for a band. What's the story behind that?
I feel like I've told this story, like, 75,000 times.
Yeah, maybe.
And it's honestly not very cool. Like, it's quite lame, especially the second part.
Oh.
Do you want to say the first part?
Well, yeah, so
it's
we just,
parts.
Like... We had a bunch of movies, a list of movies that we found.
Yeah.
And we got the kitty part from that.
Yeah. And then I was scrolling through TikTok and there was like a carousel of poisonous flowers. And Lily of the Valley is a poisonous flower. And so I shoved kitty in front of it.
Hell yeah.
And then I said on like New Year's in 2023, Kitty of the Valley is the name. That's what we have to introduce ourselves as.
That's
and
so cute.
Then no one, I mean, we were like in the trenches. We had no idea what to do. Howard didn't actually like it at first.
I thought it came from Breaking Bad. Like the Lily of the Valley in that.
Well, I was originally thinking of like the movie like The Dolls of the Valley.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking it was about.
Yeah.
But I liked that kitty was just like a cute.
That is Valley of the Dolls, yeah.
Valley of the Dolls, sorry.
Yeah.
Almost.
Is,
I almost
no,
had
no,
it.
No, but I got what you meant. I was trying to remember it. But yeah, that was one of the first things that I thought when I heard that. So it's like, oh, that's quite cool because Valley of the Dolls is a really weird movie. So
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it, I guess. We were like, at our bassist 21st birthday, Dylan, shout out Dylan, we had like a box and it was like, write a name, put it in the box. And we'll see if we can pull anything from that.
They were awful.
They were like, genuinely so bad.
Oh my god.
One of the most popular one was The Edges and for obvious reasons. But yeah, we that was never going to happen.
Yeah.
I think Kitty of the Valley was the right choice.
Thank you. In Victorian flower language, Lily of the Valley, I think, symbolises new beginnings.
Oh.
Could perhaps be a post-COVID band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
So true.
We can add that to the myth.
That's actually why I picked it.
That's why. Exactly. Yeah, no, she knows Victorian flower language.
Exactly. Yeah, Victorian flower language, it's all led up to Kitty of the Valley. You released an EP earlier this year called Second Nature, which has been described as steeped in nostalgia, identity, and catharsis. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
I guess it's kind of like a concept EP, right?
Yeah.
I guess it broadly sort of follows that transition from childhood into adolescence and then into adulthood and its very confusing aspects and struggles with, you know, broadly identity and reconciling all the different versions of yourself and how that manifests in adulthood. But the songs have mostly they're pretty old, like some of them come from mid last year,
June, July last year,
so they've kind of taken shape over time and redefined themselves with how life has happened.
Yeah,
which is always a nice thing. Like every time I sing it, you know, it means something to me, which I think is important.
Yeah, of course.
Maintaining that connection and not just saying the words. Because if you don't feel it, then no one else is going to. But the first song, Rumpus, we wrote this year. And I was like,
oh,
I want a completely new song that no one's ever heard before. And the first time we played it was at the EP launch.
Yeah. We had been sitting on it for so long and it was just, I was very, very excited to play it.
Yeah. It was a bit of a hot mess on my part, though, because I didn't buy batteries for my synth, and so it just stopped working in the middle of the song.
Oh, no.
It didn't matter, because everyone really enjoyed it, which was really lovely to see, because it's like, oh, man. We usually, like, try to gauge interest for songs based on how audiences respond to it, and it was a really good response.
Yeah,
that's great. And do you guys, like, collectively write the songs together, or it's just, like, kind of one or two of you that write the songs, or...?
Yeah, we do it mostly like
collaboratively. Yeah. It's it'll either be like a jam and so we all kind of we work together but we create our own parts, or it'll be like I want to write someone has the idea to write a song like this or has a vocal line or a chord progression or something, and then we all kind of build off of that. So
lovely.
It is a collaborative process, which makes it a lot more meaningful because, you know, we've all got that connection to it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and like being able to grow as a band and as young adults and individuals alongside the songs that you're writing, and I can imagine that must be really fulfilling. And as you said in the EP, vibes cathartic. Yeah. I can imagine.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Do you have, well, as the vocalist, obviously, but as a band in general, do you guys have any artists that you really listen to as kids or as a band together that you think maybe you draw inspiration from or that you just like enjoy the lyricism or the like riffs or the vibes of?
I mean, definitely. Yeah.
Ooh, is this privileged info?
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely not. I feel like I got the Howard bought me the new the Yeah Yeah Yeahs EP CD for my birthday. Like I don't shut up about them. But I think as a band, definitely they're one of our biggest inspirations. Mm-hmm. And it's not even like anything particularly. I mean, in particular, like musically, it's just the attitude.
Because especially the vocalist of the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, she's always got such like a
squall.
She's always like a bit screechy. She's kind of like bratty. This, like really good attitude.
Yeah, and I love Karen O, and I think she's such a great performer. And I've had like people say, oh, you kind of remind me of Karen O. And I'm like,
stop! Keep it going!
It's a compliment of the century.
Yeah. I mean, I think we all have very different music tastes as well. Mm-hmm. And we've kind of shown each other stuff and combined our interests. And that's how we kind of come out with this sound that we have.
Yeah, I was just going to say, how do you guys reconcile like wildly different tastes into a cohesive band?
Well, there's times where we can take good elements of bands that we like, but maybe not everyone else does, and just like, you know, extract what we like about it and then apply it in a different way.
Yeah. I think trying to like replicate or duplicate something that another band has done is always, it's a bit stagnant artistically, because I think if you take the attitude or the sentiment of whatever the song is, like sonically or musically or lyrically, and you kind of reinterpret that and then apply it to your own song stuff, then that is how you reference, I guess.
Yeah, of course.
Not a one-to-one, but a interpretation.
Like paying respects, paying it forward. Yeah. Here's what I took from it. Here's what I'm going to say about it.
Yeah, and I think we really love when people are like, oh, that kind of reminded me of blank band. It's like, you're clued in.
Yeah, they get the vibe. And I think like all art is just kind of like, any art that anyone makes is just like an amalgamation of inspirations, totally, basically.
Yeah. 100%.
And mashing them up together.
But I don't think that's a bad thing, though.
No.
Yeah, no, of course.
There's something to be said about every single piece of art being a conversation with every single other artist.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I think that makes it really interesting. And it's like how you reinterpret that in the context of like other music is lovely.
Yeah, for sure.
Creating a canon.
Okay, so we have directioners, Beliebers, Arianators, Beyonce's Beehive. What can Kitty of the Valley fans call themselves?
We actually have names for this.
Really?
Wait, yes. Oh my god, tell us.
None of us, we didn't create it. Our friend Zaki, shout out to Zaki.
Shout out Zaki.
Hi Zaki.
Valley Girls.
Valley Girls, love it.
Oh my god, stop, wait, that's so fun.
Love it.
And then I guess like the low hanging fruit is just like kitties.
Yeah.
Which sounds like kids.
Kitties, yeah.
Like meow.
But I like Valley Girls because it's like also like no matter the gender, you're just a Valley Girl.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. It's a state of mind.
Yeah.
So great. I'm proud to call myself a Valley Girl. did you guys have any upcoming things you wanted to plug for us?
I guess it's not upcoming, but like stream our EP on Spotify or buy it on Bandcamp. It's called Second Nature.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
We have the Gong Crawl in Wollongong, November 22nd.
Yes.
Amazing. That's a Saturday.
Yes. At Dicey Riley's.
Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Amazing. And you guys are composing for a movie?
Oh, yes. She actually works at 2SER. Shout out to Sophie.
Shout out, Sophie.
Love Sophie.
She is also a writer and a director, or directress, as she says. her film, Venus Examined, is premiering at Dendy, which is like so insane, November 17th, so you can buy tickets there, or by the time you're listening to this they're in our bio, so that's really awesome.
We're in the film.
Yeah,
as well.
We are also in. I didn't actually say what we're doing. So we're in the film as can I and Other Observations is our band name. For those who are T.S. Eliot fans, Proof Rock and Other Observations. We're playing a band, and I'm a lead woman. Some witchy things going on. And then, Howard and I are composing the soundtrack, and Dylan and Josh have helped us with two of the songs on the soundtrack as well. It's very cool, and it has taken us quite a while.
Oh, amazing.
The grind never stops, you know?
That is very true.
Damn.
Any other band, fun little stories?
We can give three bands that we recommend.
Yes.
Three bands that we really love in the scene. Cherry Ripe is we're huge fans of. She's like a grunge kind of electronic artist. She's very cool. FBI loves her. I work at FBI, so I know that very well. And her backing band, Fawn, are really great friends of ours.
Oh, really I saw Fawn recently. Yeah, they're really good.
Yeah. Did you see them at the Gladdy?
No, I saw them at Lazy Bones.
Oh, I love
the Lazy Bones. Right. It was so good.
And then the third one was Sonic Reducer.
Oh,
they're awesome.
Yeah.
They're from Canberra, but they play a lot in Sydney, and they're very cool.
Good to know.
Yes, so
very true.
All right, that was Allegra and Howard from local Eora Sydney band Kitty of the Valley on their new EP. Catch them at the Gong Crawl on November 22nd, or you can catch them on the big screen. And they've composed and are featuring in Venus Examined, which is premiering at the Dendy on November 17. And we will have all of those links in the description on the website.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.